we were talking beforehand, Joe, about basically why is it that we've decided to go through the history of Afghanistan over the last 50 or even 70 years. I'm looking at it through its music over this period. Why have we decided to do this?
Well, I mean, the state of music in Afghanistan, you know, really reflects the sort of modern history. It's a country with a very deep musical history, a very deep sort of poetic history. And a lot of Afghanistan's real sort of problems, its ethnic divides, even sort of the war are reflected in this sort of depth of music that we have in Afghanistan. So, you know, when the country is prosperous, music blossoms. Mm-hmm. And when the country is at war, you know, we don't have so much music. So that's why I think it's a great to do modern music, modern history of Afghanistan.
And there's a real range, as we were saying, but there's kind of a constant thread of sort of topics or sort of the subject matter in a lot of the songs over the last few decades. And it's not so much talking about the current war and peace. There's partly that, but also looking back sort of romantically at the poets of the bygone centuries.
That's right. So, I mean, a lot of Afghani music, you know, people sing quite classically about the sort of Iranian poets, the like of Hafez, the like of Ferdowsi, and their poems about legends, their love songs, and these are the things that sort of go together into Afghan pop music, new and old. So, you know, from 1930s, where we've got the first sort of recordings of Afghan pop music, right, mm-hmm. up to the present day, we're still seeing these sort of poems from the sort of 11th century, the 13th century coming out, which I think is quite a nice difference between, you know, the UK.
Nice sense of identity, really.
Yeah, definitely. Not so much about drugs and hoes.
we'll see what comes in the next few years. But the first song we wanted to go on to is, you were terming him the godfather of Afghani music. Is that a too bold a statement?
No, absolutely. So in the 1970s, you've got the hippie trail coming through Afghanistan. The 1970s really the heyday of Afghanistan. And
this guy's called Amid Zahir.
Yeah, Amid Zahir. He's kind of the king of Afghan pop music. He's comparable to sort of Elvis. And this is a recording we've got of him in the late 1970s.
All right, here we go. Amid Zahir, I hope you all like this. Maybe for the first time, Afghani music on Fuse FM.
صد هم چو من قربان تو قربان تو باز آمدی ای جان من جان ها فدا ای جان تو جان من صد هم چو من قربان تو قربان تو
it's quite a name. Baz Ahmadi I Jani Man.
Yeah, that's about right.
Blimey, what a mouthful. Not quite the same as Born This Way or whatever, that one that we were looking at in weeks gone by. And so we were saying that he this